Victoria Schwartz's daughter Lena needed a nurse to go to school. Lena has a severe form of asthma, and without a nurse by her side, she could die. But Lena's public school system in Northwest Indiana wouldn't allow her to bring a nurse to school. From WFII's Education Desk, Lee Gaines reports that Schwartz did what few parents have the resources to do. She fought for her daughter's right to an education.
Come in!
Lena is excited to show off her bedroom. It's very pink, but she says she doesn't like pink that much anymore. What she's really into is French fries.
Are they your favorite food?
Yes. They are my most favorite food.
Lena's mom, Victoria Schwartz, notices that she may be getting short of breath.
You can take a break and breathe if you need to. She has asthma and some other breathing problems.
Yeah, I do have asthma.
Lena was born premature. She spent over 4 months in the neonatal intensive care unit, and Lena now lives with multiple chronic health conditions.
Like, the main ones are really, like, the breathing issues. Those are going to be lifelong.
For most of Lena's life, she's had a nurse by her side, paid for by her family's insurance. When Lena was ready for kindergarten in 2019, Schwartz wanted her to go to their neighborhood elementary school in Valparaiso, the same school her older siblings attended. But the Porter County Special Education System told Schwartz that Lena couldn't bring her nurse to school. Schwartz says that wasn't a safe option for her daughter.
I was worried about her choking and no one noticing it. I was worried about her having an asthma attack and having it progress to the point of needing intubation again or worse.
Schwartz eventually enrolled Lena in a private school that allows her to bring her nurse with her every day. Then Schwartz discovered something that destroyed her trust in the public school system. She learned that students with disabilities have a right to a public education, and that the public school system may have violated her rights when it refused to let Lena bring a nurse to school.
It really made me angry. It made me so angry. And that's why I was like, I've got to do something, get this corrected.
Schwartz hired a lawyer and requested something called a due process hearing. It's like a court case. The school system and the family present their evidence and call witnesses to testify. And then an independent hearing officer makes a ruling. It's an adversarial and expensive process for both families and schools.
And it becomes investing a huge amount of educational resources and time on law rather than on kids, if you will.
That's Perry Zirkel. He's a professor emeritus at Lehigh University who studies special education law. His research shows that, in most states, schools win a majority of these cases.
So the law itself is skewed towards districts.
For example, school districts have easy access to attorneys. Families, on the other hand, may struggle to find and afford a lawyer. Families can get their attorney's fees reimbursed, but only if they win. Schwartz knew she could be on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars.
I was like, I guess I could file bankruptcy if I have to. I don't know. I have to do something.
Schwartz says the process also took an emotional toll. She had to hand over records of personal exchanges with friends and family, and she pulled Lena's siblings out of the public school system because she feared retaliation from the district. Schwartz beat the odds. She won her due process case. The hearing officer ordered the school system to pay $22,000 to cover the cost of Lena's education for the prior 2 years.
The really sad part is, in the end, when you win, what do you win? You win what you were supposed to already have been given without the fight. So it's kind of just really crappy.
But the school system appealed, and the case was settled out of federal court. An administrator for Porter County Education Services told WFYI they can't respond to questions about individual students. They also didn't answer any questions about what due process is like for schools. So I found someone else to talk to.
It's a lot of stress and pressure on our teachers, on our staff, as well as on our parents.
Phyllis Wolfram directs the Council of Administrators of Special Education. Due process can also cost districts a lot of money. And it takes time.
There are many after-hour requirements of teachers and staff that become involved, or the hiring of substitutes to pull those teachers out of classes to do preparation for it.
And these proceedings can harm relationships. Megan Burke is a special education professor at Vanderbilt University. She says many families choose to leave their school district after filing for due process.
Because at that point, your relationship with the school system is so fragmented, it's probably unsalvageable.
Schwerin lost faith in her public school system even before they went through a due process. But her daughter, Lena, is doing well in her private school.
I'm in fourth grade, and like sometimes it's hard. Every Friday, we have a pond to practice.
The school has also accommodated all of her needs.
I'm allowed to be her parent in that setting, which is nice. And I don't have to sit there and compete with, you know, somebody else on what her best interests are.
Lena is in her last year at the private school. Schwerin needs to choose where to send her next. She says no matter what, she won't send her to the local public school. I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.
For more reporting on special education issues, go to WFYI.org/news.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.